You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
No Alice today, but we have got Lana Walters in the studio. Kia ora, Lana, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, thanks for having me. I'm very good.
We've actually also got Sophie in the studio as well, who is 2 years old and the star, really, of the show that we're here to talk about at Comedy Fest. Don't Lick That.
Yes, great Don't name. Lick That. It's a show all about being a mum to a toddler.
And I was going to ask, what was the inspiration? But she's sitting here with us. But what was your kind of idea between, having a baby and then making a show about it? Two very different things, I guess, going on there.
Look, when you're a comedian, you just make content about what's going on in your life. So that's pretty much how it happens. But a big part of my show is a big family trip we went on together. We went to Armenia.
Oh, wow.
With a two-year-old. Which was very difficult and interesting. So that's what I talk about in the show.
Now, why Armenia?
My brother-in-law was marrying an Armenian girl.
Okay, this makes sense. This does make sense.
That sound is a toddler touching just the fluffy microphone.
Testing out the mic. It's got to be done. It's an important part of it. Yeah. I feel like, anybody who's had to juggle a few things knows that trying to be creative when you're also, full-time looking after a human is a lot of work. How did you kind of find the time and the space to be doing some writing and some building in this world?
Yeah, well, you just try to write things down in the moment when they happen.
Yeah.
For instance, I am also pregnant with my second baby at the
Congrats.
Moment. And just weird things happen with a toddler. One of the times I had morning sickness in the morning, and I was on sort of my knees throwing up into a bowl, and what I didn't realize was she would see this as a great opportunity for a horsey ride,
and
clambered up on my back.
So
I cannot stop throwing up, and she is fully enjoying the horsey ride. So, yeah.
You're literally cracking up as we speak, Sophie. She's like, I know.
The glamour of motherhood is incredible. People don't see what goes on behind closed doors.
It's next level. It's so fantastic. I feel like there's an audience who's immediately going to feel very seen with this show, but I think it is one of those shows that transcends a specific kind of group of people, because what you're really kind of discussing here is carrying many things and living this very intense experience while also kind of, trying to be in that parental headspace at the same time. Who would you recommend come and sees this show, Lana?
I highly recommend this show for mums of young kids. I've had a lot of them come along and they say it was very relatable and they had a great time. So
yep.
I highly recommend it for that group. And just anyone who hasn't seen anything yet in the Comedy Fest, it is the last week of the Comedy Fest.
Crazy,
sorry,
eh?
The toddler keeps touching the microphone.
That's all right. They're very enticing, I have to say.
It's the last week. So, and all the Billy T shows are on this week. So they all get judged. We get the judges coming along. I've been trying to find out which nights the judges are coming, so.
Oh yeah, we should absolutely mention you are a Billy T nominee this year.
Yeah.
That's quite an exciting and slightly scary space to be in, especially as you say, when you don't know when they're going to be in the room.
We don't know, and I try not to let myself get seduced by the idea of winning it, but then I'll be in the shower and I'll start writing a little thank you speech if I won, and I'm like, no.
It's hard not to, I think. It's hard not to.
And I'm such close friends with the other nominees, Liv McKenzie, Rhianna McCall, are two of my closest friends, and they're also nominated, so go check out their shows as well.
It will be a little bit of a Mean Girls moment, breaking the crown into many little bits. Do you want to come and say hi, Sophie?
Look, she's got a red microphone, I've got a yellow one.
Oh, she's like, I'm up now, I'm just chilling.
Do you want to say anything? What's your favourite TV show, Peppa?
Peppa Pig's pretty cool. Yeah.
Peppa Pig.
We're a fan of Peppa Pig in our household and we don't have any children in it. So.
That is bizarre.
We do sometimes look after other people's children, but
okay.
It's a classic.
I mean,
Bluey,
I understand adults getting into.
It's the voice. The Peppa Pig voice is really hard not to do, once you've listened to a few episodes, I think.
Sure.
Probably revealing myself to be a bit of a freak on the radio here, Lana.
That is a freak.
I'm really excited to see this show. Don't Like That, Lana Walters. Where and when can people catch you?
So we open tonight on the 21st and we're on until Saturday the 25th at the Basement Theatre.
Fantastic stuff. And you can grab tickets from
comedyfest.co.nz.
And you should go and see Sophie's mum.
Okay. He's telling.
Thank you, Lana. We will see you. Thank you so much. Fingers crossed. Good luck for the Billy T and have a fantastic season as well.
Thank you so much.
See ya.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.